All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic.
Yes.
The Comedian's Guide to Autism, featuring your two hosts. I'm Graham Kay.
I'm Kirk Smith.
Yeah. And we are two comedians who have family members with autism. Kirk's son is autistic. My brother is autistic. And this is something not depressing that's a resource for people who are living with autism in their lives in any form, whether they have it or usually it's people who have kids.
That was an excellent description. Sometimes I think we stumble through it and talk about basketball, but I think you encapsulated what this podcast is about.
Yeah, this is a podcast about autism and our middle-aged men basketball pickup league.
Episode 53, we've got it down.
Yeah, yeah.
No, 83.
83. I was like, what? Yeah. You don't even know what episode it is. 83.
Yeah.
83 episodes talking about autism. Who would have thought we could have done it?
Not us.
Not us. But they seem to be different every single time, which is interesting.
Let's mix up the order. Let's, guys, I want to tell you right now, if you like this podcast, take a second to share it with a friend. Tag them in Facebook or email it to them or however you share podcasts nowadays.
Or donate on patreon.com/autastic for $1 a week. Ooh, baby. Big money.
That would help us. Canadian dollars, American dollars, Australian dollars. We take it all.
I think it's just American.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've almost got this figured out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how was your week?
My week was good. You know, last week, longtime listeners will know, We have transitioned my son into his new long-term
care facility.
Yeah, location. It's him and another adult kid. I shouldn't say kid.
I thought it was temporary.
Well, that was two episodes ago. Now it's permanent. This is my new weekly update.
This is huge.
A lot going on, yeah.
Good for you.
You know, we talked about the guilt last week. Still a lot of guilt. Still a lot of like... Yeah, you feel like...
He's in a great spot.
Yeah, but he's in a great spot.
Because of you.
He's in a great spot. Well, a lot of us, yeah.
I would think that out of all the children in the world, with his level of autism...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah.
doing in the top... He's in a top 90%
it's
place.
Best case scenario for what he's...
Yeah, man. Yeah. No guilt.
That's a good point.
Good
That's
job.
That's a good point, Graham.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. Well, let's hear about this facility.
One other patient? No, wait. That's not the right word. One other resident.
There you go. That's not offensive.
No. And about the same level. And hopefully there's going to be two other residents. So it'll be a total of three of them. They have their own... You know, I'm going to post pictures actually online. Excuse me. On our Facebook page, which is... Autastic Podcasts on Facebook. You can check out those pictures of my son's new home, new place. And there's 24-hour care. Well, he's in school most days from until about 3, but there's somebody there at the house the rest of the time. And I talked to her this morning, and the lady, and mm-hmm. and it was good. It was good. You know, just technology is amazing where you can just call relatively cheap to the other side of the world and
check on it,
chew the fat, yeah, see yeah. what's going on, do a little video
and
chat.
She speaks English,
yeah, well, better than my Swedish. Yeah, there's two of them. One of them doesn't speak as much English as the other one, but that's why nobody speaks Swedish here, because you go over there, everybody speaks English. So you say one thing in Swedish and they
that's one
English.
Of the reasons why no one in America speaks Swedish.
The other reason is they can't...
There's other reasons.
They get it confused with Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Sweden, the place with the chocolate and the cuckoo clocks.
Well, and also there's no need to speak Swedish in America.
Nowhere, anywhere, though, because they speak English back at you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unlike the French, that's a different discussion.
Swedish people have very good English accents when they speak English.
You know why?
Why?
A lot of American television. Because American TV in Germany, they dub it. Sweden is too small of a market. They do not dub the TV. They subtitle it. So they hear American English forever.
Because like hockey players,
yeah.
like growing up in Canada, you always like the pro hockey players, you always hear them talk in interviews. And the Russians are like, I take puck and I shoot it in the net. I don't care. Goodbye. You know? And then the Swedes are like, hey, yeah, man, I was skating down the right side and I roofed it. Top corner, baby. All right. And you're like, what? There's no accent.
It's especially the new the younger generation.
Yeah.
It's unsettling.
You're like, why? How does this guy speak perfect English. He sounds like he's from like...
How does he speak better English than me?
He sounds like he's from Orange County. It makes no sense. Anyway.
But yeah, so it's this permanent place. It's a little bit outside of the city, which is funny. You know, we talked about this. It's funny how you... The first place we saw was right downtown,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was great. You know, you're right downtown, right off the main park. Mm-hmm. You can walk around, and then the lady said, you know, we'll find the perfect place for your son so he can be who he's supposed to be. And then the light kind of clicked for me, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's not me. He may not want to live right downtown.
Yeah, too many bells and whistles all over the place.
Too much going on that he's not interested in.
You know.
So he's out in the country a little bit out of the country. So I think he's going to like it more, a little more space.
Yeah.
A little more quiet. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the summer's nice.
Less faces to look at.
Probably.
You know, you can just look at birds and relax.
You can catch all those faces on YouTube, which is his favorite.
Yeah, YouTube's huge for people with autism.
You can find everything.
Look up anything that they love from the past.
Yeah, when my son's little, I remember we had probably a couple hundred VCR tapes
mm-hmm.
that he used to line up end to end, like in his order of his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And which could go through the whole house. And if you moved one, he would know and he would be very upset about it.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, they'd always be hunting at garage sales and stuff for old. Because kids, you don't know this, but VCR was a technology that had actual tape inside it. So every once in a while, the VCR or VHS would eat it. And so you'd have to go replace it like a cassette kind of.
Yeah. It'd also stretch.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the heat would melt it. Mm-hmm. It was not the best technology.
No.
Although that being said, it was probably better than discs who got scratched very easily. He would dance on the discs, which was not good.
Dance on the discs?
Yeah, he would stand on the disc and do a little pirouette.
Well, that's terrible for the disc.
For the disc, terrible. For him, fun. But you'd have a one-use disc.
Mm-hmm. Just get him one pirouette disc.
He had his favorites, though, that he liked to dance on. So that's my weekend review.
Congrats, man.
Hopefully this is going to be, you know, a permanent location, and so I'm kind of excited, and yeah, that's what's going on, man.
Do you miss him?
Yeah, today especially, I felt it. You know, I felt it, but I don't think, I'm not sure he misses me. Like all kids and their parents, I think the parents, it's always harder for the parents than the kids.
Yeah, yeah, he's older now too. I mean, I don't know if it's the same for him because he has autism, but. He's like 19 or 18 or whatever he is.
I said, did he cry? No, no, no. He's very happy.
It's just a nice, blunt, Swedish person.
Very happy. He ate. He ate all of his food. Like, I sure did. And mm-hmm. Then he's... The internet's not working, but he has his... I can't do a Swedish accent.
It actually was amazing. But I was about to compliment you.
He has his iPad that has the 3G connection through the telephone, and so we are working on the Wi-Fi. We will get it, but no, he's very happy.
That's good.
Yeah, so it warmed
my little
heart.
That must have made you feel good.
So then I said, so I shouldn't be crying. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable, and the lady was like, no. So I was like, okay, good to know.
No.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, why would you cry?
We have two people here looking after him, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And one can give him special attention. He's very happy.
Mm-hmm.
In the north of Sweden, instead of saying yes, they go.
Really?
Yeah, they breathe in like it's a. I think maybe it's something like we go like, ah, ah. Huh? I don't know. So I think it started like this. Where they go, but now they go.
Maybe it's left over from their Laplanders.
Yeah, I think, who was it? Was it Charles Darwin did a study to try to figure out if everybody has the same yes, or was it Freud? I can't remember. Did a study to try to figure out if every culture has the same version of yes, like nodding yes,
mm-hmm.
or the same words. It's close. Many do. Except for like Sri Lankans, when it's yes, they go side to side.
Right. Yeah.
That means yes.
A lot of people do that. Oh, I know. Well, Indians do that too. They go side to side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're always, they're smiling and going no.
Howdy, howdy. It's for like the head. You can't see this because it's a podcast, but I'm doing my head side to
side. We're both nodding our heads. We're helping nobody.
So that's my week in review, man. That was that's what's going on.
Well, that's good. I'm going back to Ottawa tomorrow. Going to see my brother. He wanted to know the exact dates and times so he can put it on his calendar. He does. He switched from writing everything on his Star Wars calendars because it's too small. He just puts an X through every day now. But he's on Google calendars.
Nice.
He writes every day, has like a 200 word paragraph of what he's doing. Like every day is like, then I do laundry because I like to do laundry, and then I make sure I don't do the whites of the colors, and then I go to the grocery store, and then I do my job. And if it's like the same thing twice, he just writes it out again. It's like a big pair. So you like using the Google Calendar, you know, because it's online and whatever. And he's like, oh, Graham, I think it's much better. You can write, I'll fit a lot more information in there. It's just this nonsense.
It's actually, though, it's a good, like a lot of smart, successful people do like a, it sounds like a journal. Like you write a journal of what's going on. Yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a journal. He doesn't think of it as a journal. It's just a list for him. But his lists are basically paragraphs.
I'm going to start journaling. I was thinking about that. My dad always has done that, yeah. And then he burns them every year.
Who?
My dad.
He does a journal and burns them?
Uh-huh.
What's the point?
Well, I think he keeps them like 6-7 years, and then they're confidential. They're journals.
So he keeps them... I guess not for memory reasons.
No. Is there something about the exercise of getting your thoughts down on paper that forces you to think to where you think you're thinking about stuff, but if you actually have to, it's like writing a joke where you have to write out the joke, it crystallizes your thought process. You're like, okay, well, this part's the beginning and this part goes to the end or whatever.
But I like, it's so funny because journals would be, in my mind, would become more and more valuable.
That's what I think.
To you, the older they get.
And I would think, I'd like to read your, when you pass away, I told him, I'd like to read what you wrote when you're 37 or you're my age or whatever. And you wrote like, oh, okay. Because he does, it's just one page. He'll buy these notebooks that have like 300, he's very specific, like 380 pages, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 300. So then he'll tear out a few pages at the back. And it's one day per page. It's just one page. And then it's like stream of thought. It can be whatever. It can be a prayer. It can be whatever. Which is the idea is just it crystallizes your thinking. I got to start doing it. I did it for a year. I really enjoyed it, and I got some bits out of it.
Good. You should do it. Maybe I should do it.
Because you can't help but every once in a while something funny will happen. You write it out, and then you'll go back later, look at it, and like, ah, it's funny. I could, I could cut this whole page down to 6 lines. It'd be funny. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna do it. First day of the rest of my life today. Should we do the news?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. This is in the news. It covers a topic that we've covered before, but I like to think of this podcast as a resource for you guys, covering things that you maybe haven't seen yet.
Kirk did say that off air before. I was like, we've already covered this topic, but he's like, no, Graham, and this is more of a resource. If new information comes, we should let people know. And I was like, that's a very good point.
I think.
And then he slapped me, and I was like, that was unnecessary.
It was open-handed, so that means it's in love. No, I just think when the facts change, my opinion changes. This is called, this name of this article is Dating with Autism. This is a list of websites and apps. So I thought if there are families out there that are looking for apps and dating sites for their kids or loved ones or brothers.
And we'll post this on the Facebook page.
Yes, I'll post this link. Number one. Adult Autism Spectrum Friends, aka the Spectrum of Friends, is for autistic adults 18 and older living in the DC, Virginia. It lists the areas it's for, and we're an inclusive group. All autistic diagnoses are welcome, verbal and nonverbal. All adults are welcome. Number two is it's also in the Greater Washington area, the Autistic Association of Greater Washington. Next is Autistic Dating, a dating site for autistics. And you can send your letters about the specifics of the language that they're using to them directly, because I'm quoting directly. Number four is Spectrum Singles. Our innovative spectrum compatibility test does the work for you by narrowing the field from thousands of prospects to match your spectrum attributes with a select group of spectrum compatible matches with whom you can build a quality relationship.
Now that sounds interesting.
Sounds promising, to be honest.
For my brother, because right. that's his biggest issue is yeah. finding someone that is the because at match. Least close. I have no idea if this is reputable or if this is like safe. These sites, we have no idea. We haven't done any research to that regard.
Yeah, is anything safe in life? Yeah, but I don't know.
But I don't know. You know, at a certain point, you just, I guess, got to try stuff and then.
I think it's worth
chaperone.
I think it's worth looking into, though, at least.
Yeah, yeah, at least worth looking into. I mean, that one, because we still haven't done any. We still haven't gone through with doing dating sites for my brother, unfortunately.
There's two more here. Aspie Singles for Asperger's and ASD specific people. So this is a little more specific of a range.
That's probably the most promising one, I feel.
Maybe. Aspie's not for my son, but yeah, for some people, I think, yeah.
Or not for
AspieSingles.com is a free nonprofit crowdfunded dating site for people with Asperger's / ASD. Finding someone with similar traits makes it easier for us to feel safe and understood. And the last one is You Belong app. You Belong is the first social network for exceptional people and their families. We want You Belong to be the go-to place for people with special needs to stay connected with others. So that's it. There's 6 websites. It's I think it's good. I think I'm not using any of these for my son or myself, so I can't attest to, you know, how good they are, but I think it's worth research.
I think it's really hard to for people with autism to severe autism or even my brother to find a good match. But the Aspie one is like, those people, you know.
Yeah. Well, what was it?
Temple it's hard Grandin's? For them to find each other.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like a J-date for them. There's plenty of people like them out there. You just got to find.
Plenty of people like them.
Apps help, you know.
So that's the, I think it's positive. I think anything that, I feel like. There's a blogger named, YouTube guy. I think he's like the number one guy right now called Casey Neistat. He does these crazy videos. Anyway, he talks about his theory on making progress as a creative, and I think it applies to anything, he calls it the Tarzan method, where it's like you're trying to get across the jungle, and the best way is to go in a direct line, which usually isn't possible. But instead what you do is you grab whatever's directly in front of you that moves you in the direction of that goal. And then you just keep moving from vine to vine, even if you're like crisscrossing across the jungle, as long as you're making moves in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these sites feel like. It feels like, okay, we're making moves in the right direction. I don't know if all of them are like the final best, I should say final solution, are the best, the best and most comprehensive solution.
Any sort of eugenics Hitler reference you can throw in our autism podcast would be great.
I don't know if I'm more disturbed from the people who would get that reference or the fact that most people wouldn't get it anyway. So it doesn't matter. I don't know if that makes me lose faith.
Knowledge is power.
So it's good. So?
So yeah. So would you use that for your son? Do you think any of those could help your son? Or is he too autistic?
He's on the severe end right now
you think? Yeah.
But I think it's... I think I told you my son started typing, so I think he's making progress.
Yeah, he types his name.
Yeah.
And his password.
So
did he type anything else?
Not yet. I mean, he types all the videos he likes.
Mm-hmm.
So he can type, you know, JJ the Jet Plane in YouTube or...
There's a jet plane named after him?
Yeah, he's famous. He's a famous, famous boy.
Does he know that his name's JJ and it's called JJ?
Well, I think he likes the song that says JJ and he knows his name's JJ.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a song that says, you know, if you had a song that was like, Graham, you'd like
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My brother loves, one of the reasons why he loves Spider-Man is,
Peter.
Yeah, his alter ego is Peter Parker. So whenever Peter likes a girl, like if he's like... Peter loves to flirt with, like, if I have a girlfriend, he likes to flirt with them. And he'll send them emails. And he'll be like, you know, Peter, like Peter Parker, Spider-Man. That's if he only does that to signs off like that to girls.
Love it.
Peter, like Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Just so you know.
Just
pretty. Just
throwing it out
pretty
there.
Pretty much the same. I am a superhero.
I love it.
Yeah, he gets it. Hey, I think we did it. Another episode.
Episode 83.
Holy. Down. Well, I hope you're right on that, because who is ever going to be listening to this if they look on their phone and it says 84? They're like, these ding dongs.
The
they don't even know their own thing. But yeah, that's another episode. Like we said at the top of the podcast, feel free to donate at patreon.com/autastic, P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Take a second to write a review on iTunes. That would really help us.
Yep, all that stuff. You guys get it. At Kirk Smith Comedy on all the social meds. At Graham K Comedy. Same biz. You know, we got lots of funny stuff on there. Besides stuff about autism. So if you like comedy, we post shows that we're going to do. We tour a bunch. So maybe we'll come to a town near you.
Episode ideas. If you have subjects that you'd like us to cover, send in your Q&A. We'd love to talk about it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we do them. Don't think we don't read them.
I read every one of them, and I forward some to Graham.
That's true. That is true. What is? I don't know that maniacal laugh. I don't appreciate it.
I'm just busting his chops. Mm-hmm. Graham's blown up in the showbiz area, and I'm excited for him. If you can see him now, he's got his shirt unbuttoned halfway down. There's a lot of chest hair going on. It looks like he's selling brawny paper towels over here.
Right, give the people what they want.
You got to give the people, and by the people, we mean Kirk in his apartment while he cries over a girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the Kirk. Kirk lives in the autastic studio.
In the worst parking.
He lives in the this is our exclusive podcast studio apartment.
Why does your studio have a bed in it?
Well, it's a studio apartment and a studio. It's a podcast studio and studio apartment.
So you can tell girls afterwards, where are you going now? I'm going back to the studio apartment that I live in.
Studio apartment. Let me tell you something. Kirk's a single man. He lives in a lovely neighborhood in Los Angeles, a very expensive city, and he's an artist, and it's a lovely apartment.
Ugh.
You got a separate kitchen. That's the key.
I've got to move.
Yeah, Kirk hates this place.
I got to get some parking.
Yeah, no parking.
Guys, we love you. You can do it. Have a great week. You can do it.